Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. We're visiting with Amanda Van Steenwijk with the Iowa Farm Bureau, Farm Business Development Manager, and we're going to talk about some of the Farm Bureau Take Root program activities. Folks in Montgomery County and the surrounding areas will be able to take advantage of that program coming up here very soon. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about the Take Root program. That's been around a while, hasn't it?
Yep, we started the Take Root program in 2013, and it started because our members had said that farm succession planning is an area of concern and would like to learn a little bit more on that. So we focused the workshops on helping families have conversations and learning a little bit more about the details of farm succession planning.
Is this something you developed because of feedback that you got from members?
Yes, this is truly a grassroots program. Our members said that this is an area of concern, and we did some focus groups and developed the Take Root program from there.
Well, we all would like our legacy to continue, and when you own and operate a farm, I guess part of that legacy is the ability to be able to make sure that it moves on to the next generation. It's not as easy as it used to be.
Yeah, no, it's a high emotion thing. There's a lot of legal aspects to consider and financial aspects and family dynamics that need to be considered when you go into this process.
Sure. How often do you offer this program?
We try to get around the state, so we do them in the less busy times for farmers. So we try to do them in the winter months, and then we try to hit some in the summer months as well. So we just scatter throughout the state. So we try to get surrounding counties invited to the locations that are near them.
Yeah, this particular event or events, it'll be a two-session event. It'll be on Monday, January 27th and Monday, February 10th in the evening from 6 to 9 at the Red Coach Inn in Red Oak. But this isn't just for folks in the Red Oak or Montgomery County area.
Correct. We would like all those surrounding, and we've had folks travel quite a bit just to get to one because it's an important thing to learn about.
You bet. Now, this is a Farm Bureau-sponsored event, but it isn't just limited to Farm Bureau members. Is that right?
Nope. It's a member benefit to our Farm Bureau members, but non-members can attend. It's $55 for both sessions.
Okay. And maybe if you like what you see, maybe you want to think about joining up with the Farm Bureau.
Yes, correct. We hope so.
Never hurts to recruit, does it?
Yes.
Well, can we talk a little bit about how this will break down? Are the two sessions distinctly different? Are you covering different topics? How will this work out those nights?
Yeah. So the first session, we talk about the basics, about having conversations with your families, some generational differences as you go into the process, and some basic estate planning things to consider as you have conversations with your family and goal setting and what your goal is and how that shapes the rest of your planning in the first session. And then the second session, we'll come back and we'll have a panel of advisors to do a Q&A session with. So that panel is typically consisted of a attorney, a CPA, a lender, and a family mediator, family specialist type person on that panel. And we open it up to the audience. They get to ask questions for the evening of things related specifically to their succession plan.
Sure. So some of these panelists, are they folks who have had kind of direct experience with this process?
Yes, we try to get panel members that have been operating in whether it be the estate planning area for years that are aware of maybe the tax considerations that need to happen as you move into the farm succession plan.
Sure. I'm sure over time you've found that there are certain aspects of this, whether it is the taxation part or what have you, that folks are probably most concerned about, that you get the most questions about.
Yeah, we do get a lot of questions on trusts and LLCs and all those different tools that can help smooth the transition or help the transitions for those heirs.
Some of those things are probably not necessarily static either, are they? I mean, we've seen tax law changes. That seems to happen all the time. So just because you kind of thought you had a key on this a few years back, it might be slightly different now. Is it something you need to keep up on?
Well, farms change, families change, things happen, whether it be a death in the family or a marriage in the family or a birth of a child. So all things that happen in life can create a change in your succession plan. We do encourage farmers to look at those every couple years. So it's important, and, you know, opinions change on where they want to be in the farm. So it's not something we want you to do and tuck away for years and years. It's definitely something that needs to be reconsidered from time to time.
Oh, I bet. And plus the fact that you've got so many different hands in this, I assume this isn't just something where, for example, the patriarch or the matriarch of the farm would want to come. You would probably want some of the other generations who would be involved in the long-term planning.
Yes, we encourage all generations to attend, sometimes even if they're not an on-farm heir. Just to hear, have everybody at the table hearing the same information provides a lot of value, so that everybody's on the same page and can get all the information in one shot.
Is this kind of more about having, you talked about opening the dialogue, having a discussion. Is this more about discussing, because everybody's operation is a little bit different. Everybody's situation, as you've said, is different. There's probably no hard and fast rules necessarily about how to do something specific. It's just kind of giving them the ideas and starting them into that process of looking at what the future holds.
Yes, there is no blanket succession plan because, yes, every family, every farm's different. We find that what families struggle with the most is having conversations, is communicating about it and developing a goal and understanding where everybody sees themselves within the farming operation. So we find that we try to put a lot of influence on communication, because you can have all the tools in place, but if you don't talk about it or involve the other generations, those tools could be worthless if you don't have conversations about what your intent is.
You know, it's easy enough to create hard feelings. We don't need to do it over something like this. It's so important.
Yeah, that's the goal, is to keep not only the farm in place, but also the family in place through this.
Absolutely. Will there be takeaways? Will there be some take-home materials and things for folks?
Yep, we will have a whole packet of information. We'll get people involved and having them do different activities throughout the workshops, and there'll be plenty of takeaways and to-dos, and their minds will be spinning as they leave. So,
well, and I'm sure most of these folks will have professionals that they work with anyway in their businesses, attorneys, tax specialists, perhaps accountants, people who are finance folks that they work with in different ways in their own personal lives and in their business. So this kind of gives them maybe some, a little bit of ammunition, maybe a better idea, some of the questions they might want to ask when they talk to some of their local professionals.
Yep, talking points and questions, and, you know, every advisor is going to have a different opinion, but to even be able to understand what questions you need to ask your advisors is a good starting point. So that's what we hope to do, is encourage the attendees to go home and work with their advisory team.
I guess that's all part of that dialogue that we would like to begin.
Yes.
All right. Well, again, those sessions in Red Oak, again, coming up Monday, January 27th and Monday, February 10th. Now, this is a two-part, so you'd really encourage folks to attend both.
Yes.
Okay. 6 to 9 p.m. at the Red Coach Inn in Red Oak. Now, do folks need to register ahead of time?
Yes. If they call their County Farm Bureau offices, they will know how to get registered. And we do provide a meal, so no need to eat before, so we'll feed you.
Okay, so that's one of the reasons we want to know ahead of time, plus for the take-home materials and things, too.
Yeah.
Very good. Is this the only workshop like this that will be held in this part of the state this year?
Yes. Well, we may have some in the southwest Iowa area in the summer, but as of right now, Montgomery County is the only one for this winter.
All right, so folks want to take advantage of that when they can.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes summertime's a little bit tougher, isn't it?
Yes, the schedules are crazy between county fairs and sports and vacations and all that good stuff.
Absolutely.
So we try to get a lot of them in the winter.
Yeah, you've been paying attention to what folks know, right? Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Amanda, thank you so much. Appreciate that. I hope folks take advantage of the Iowa Farm Bureau's Take Root program. If you'd like to know more, I know you can contact the folks at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Their telephone number is 712-623-5546. Monday, January 20th is the deadline to register, so that's coming right up already. Amanda Van Steenwijk of the Iowa Farm Bureau, hey, thank you very much. Appreciate the good information.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jim.